An event that many Creightonites have been awaiting is almost here. We are finally able to enjoy a Creighton reunion again after it had been paused since 2019. The annual reunion routine that had occurred for 30 years was interrupted by the pandemic, as were so many other facets of our lives. To say that former Creighton residents are anxious is an understatement. I have been getting numerous phone calls and emails from many parts of Canada asking about the details of the 2023 Creighton reunion, which is being held Sunday, July 9, at the Anderson Farm Museum in Lively, beginning at 1 p.m. A special feature of this upcoming gathering is the launch and signing of a major new book titled Heartfelt Memories of Creighton Mine. The first edition has already sold out. The knowledgeable Creightonite authors, Alex Kowalenko, Earl Wadowich, and John Tricco, have produced a truly memorable book, a veritable keepsake for all those who will be fortunate to own it. I was privileged to be asked to write the foreword for this book and recommend it highly. The tome is filled with facts, graphs, photos, and personal anecdotes regarding the town of Creighton Mine. Interesting personalities such as Tom Davies, Stella Vignini, Father Regan, Miss Ursula Black, Mr. Mumford, E.V. Staples, Erminio Casarini, Cowboy, Lorne Vetters, and many others, are highlighted. The best feature of Creighton reunions is the reconnecting of family members, neighbors, and friends. The hugs, laughter, and shared memories always bring that alive and are the reasons that many happily anticipate the gatherings. The town existed for just 90 years and was demolished by the stroke of an Inco pen in 1986, nearly 40 years ago. The spirit of Creighton flourishes today and will do so as long as memories exist in former residents' hearts and souls. Erna Fex lives in Sudbury. She is a past columnist with the Northern Life newspaper. She grew up in Creighton.